Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Ballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Thursday, July 23rd, 2020, and that means it's time for Dodger baseball opening day in the MLB. We are back finally from the Corona situation. Obviously, they are taking it very seriously, but they are allowing us to play ball. Before I introduce our guest on today's show, I just want to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They have redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. The third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin safe technology. When I tell you this is the best in the biz, it really is. If you're listening right now and have any interest in ordering it, I love mine and you will too. Go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping. Guys, we have a fantastic guest. The always fun and always exciting. This is the first time he will be on the show, and I'm sure it will not be the last. My good buddy, my good pal, and he goes by the name of Ramblin' Ross. Russ, Ramblin', what's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm ready for sports. I'm ready for action. I'm ready for real baseball, not exhibition baseball. And I don't know if they're going to have props on which cardboard box gets hit first in foul territory. But I got to tell you, it's exciting. Play ball, as they say. Play ball.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get into these games. I mean, it's been a long time coming, and we've just been, you know, struggling and having to – I mean, as fun as KBO has been, obviously we don't get to watch too much of it just because it's on at very strange hours in the middle of the night, early in the morning. But we got some fun things to watch tonight. We're going to kick it off with the – New York Yankees against the Washington Nationals. We have the Yankees at minus 155, which just jumped probably right before we recorded this podcast because the Washington Nationals announced that Juan Soto will not be playing tonight. He has tested positive for Corona, for COVID-19. He will be out for 2 weeks. He's asymptomatic, so he doesn't seem like there's any issues with him. However, obviously, with how contagious the virus is, they will not be putting him in the lineup. He'll be quarantining for the next couple weeks. Yankees minus $1.55, Nationals plus +130 right now on the money line. Russ, what do you got to say about this game? Over under 7.5. Any thoughts? It's a great pitching matchup. We got Garrett Cole versus Max Scherzer. It's going to be a fantastic game if you like a low scoring, fun pitching duel. So what do you got to say here? What side do you like? And if do you like any of the over-under, you can throw that one into.
Great, great points, Ira. So the pitching matchup is phenomenal. You got Garrett Cole coming over looking to prove himself in his first start as a New York Yankee against Scherzer, who's a Cy Young Award winner three times. And let's be honest, the Washington Nationals, let's not forget, they're the defending World Series champions. They would love nothing more than to host the defending AL East champion Yankees and beat them. And let's be frank, the Yankees have a tremendous lineup top to bottom, but the Nationals have a very strong pitcher. They're at home, and I don't think they're getting respect from the odds makers with or without the player you mentioned that's got coronavirus. I would say I have a small opinion on the Nationals tonight, plus the 135. It went up. I got him earlier at 115, so I should have waited. But plus 135 is a good value, in my opinion, as the home team. Plus 135, that's the play there. I probably would lean towards the under slightly, since you want an opinion on that. I really think the Nationals plus 135 at home, no respect, really, if you think about it. Now, granted, people think, well, what's the home field advantage? There's no crowd. Well, you're still batting last, and with the new extra inning rules, you have a big advantage. If it shuts the Yankees out in the top of the 10th, we come to the bottom of the 10th, we got a runner on second. Very easy to bunt that runner over. I was listening to a famous manager from Connecticut, Bobby Valentine, recently say that you're going to see a lot of bunting in that extra inning. However, what a lot of the coaches are probably going to do, especially if you're the home team, is walk that first batter to make you first and second, believe it or not. Set up the double play and create a very interesting dilemma for the opposing manager. So it'll be interesting to watch that aspect of a game if it goes to extra innings, which this is a fantastic matchup. I think it could be, 3-2 either way or 4-3 either way. But you're going to see a good game there right out of the gate with the Nationals hosting the Yankees. Scherzer is very tough at home. I would lean slightly to the Nationals, but I'll stay tuned for my best bet of the day. That's coming up next. But
we'll get into that one, Russ. But I'll just gonna throw out my picks for tonight here. I took the Yankees before the Juan Soto news was released. I took them at -135. The line has since jumped to -155. I'd probably still play the Yankees at -155. But, you could get a situation here where the Nationals feel like they're not getting any respect and they come out, guns blazing. So anything could happen here. I bet the Yankees at -135. I also bet the under 7.5 for the total game. I also bet the under 4 in the first 5 innings. Laid some juice there, laid -120. But I got under 4 runs. I think in the first, first 5 innings, you're just really going to see two pitchers that are really going to go at it. I mean, listen, you don't really, they've both been off for a while, but in terms of pitching, rusty, yeah, you could be rusty, but I feel like the batting is going to be more rusting than the pitching. So I'm going to go with the under 4 runs, -120 in the first 5. So 3 picks there for me for this game. Yankees under full game, under first 5. Russ, let's jump into the next matchup of the night. Last game on the slate. It's only a 2-game slate tonight, obviously. But we got my Los Angeles Dodgers. As like I opened the podcast with, we got Vin Scully. It's time for Dodger baseball. Dodgers are a -280 on the money line. Giants +225. And the Dodgers are -1.5, -170 right now. Over under has jumped and increased since I laid the number. It's now at 8.5. I got in at over 8 on this game. I laid down the over 8 in the Giants Dodgers game, and I also got in on the Dodgers on the run line, -1.5. I laid -140 a couple days ago. That is gone up substantially, just depending on where you're betting. But if you look at mybookie.ag right now, mybookie has the Dodgers run line -1.5, -170. Nobody is giving any respect for the San Francisco Giants. I think the Dodgers are absolutely going to demolish them, and we're going to start off the season, my hometown, Los Angeles Dodgers, they're going to start off 1-0 this season in a very, very big fashion. Russ, let's hear you ramble a little bit about this game and see if you can win some of our listeners some money here with your best bet of the day.
I certainly will, sir. But before I do, I want to go back to that first game, under 4 runs, first 5 innings. I love that because pitchers are always ahead of the hitters early in the season. And I got news for you. We're very early in the season. They really had the spring training, which ended, and then you started up and you played a couple preseason games. These pitchers are going to throw lights out in that first game. I agree with you on that. But this game, if you had to pick a lock of the night, and that's why they're -300 in some circles, -340, -320, I'm taking them -150, and I'm laying 1.5. The lock of the night is -150 with laying 1.5. The Dodgers should win this game 7-3, 7-2. Johnny Cueto, Last year, 1-2 with a 5.06 ERA.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Clayton Kershaw, 16-5, 3.03 ERA. They're at home. It's a rivalry game, so you know the Dodgers are going to be pumped up to beat the Giants. They got their ace going. It's baseball. What better way to win some money? Yeah, you're laying a lot of juice if you take the minus 300 or take the minus 150. I got to tell you, I kind of love the Dodgers in this spot. And
the funny thing is,
I can't see them losing the game. So.
The funny thing is,
you take them on the money line, lay the 600 to win 200 or whatever you bet. I mean, I don't know what you're betting, but the Dodgers should win this game, and it's opening night. And like I said, they're just the better team, better pitchers on all fronts. They're at home. There's nothing that would tell you why you like the Giants in this spot. I mean, I don't see any injuries. I think the Dodgers win this game rather handily, and you may consider betting him in the first five innings. I don't know what the line is on that, but this is a betting angle show, and I'll tell you, the Dodgers are my first and pick lock of the day, Dodgers to win the game, and then also to win by two runs or more. So lay the 1.5 runs, you'll be laying less juice. So there you go.
Yeah, I love it. And the funny thing is here is that I'm sure the public is going to be hammering the Dodgers, right? And this is a situation where I don't think fading the public is really the right play here. I'm a little biased towards my Dodgers, but if you look down their lineup, up and down, they just got too much firepower. I think the Giants will score some runs. That's why I like the over 8 and, 8.5 now. It's creeping up there. But at the end of the day, Dodgers to win the game, Dodgers run line. I just don't see it any other way. So I'm going to join the public because I'm sure that's where all the money's going to be coming in on. And if you look at the first five innings, to your point, to your question, Dodgers first five innings, -0.5, minus 185, or on the money line at minus 285.
-0.5, minus 185 is another great play in that game. So those are your two plays. But I really, like I said, you wanted the lock of the night. You wanted a winner for your fans here, for all your listeners. I want to be able to be invited back tomorrow. I'm going to take the Dodgers minus the 1.5, minus 150, and I'll throw in a bonus selection, -0.5, first five innings, minus 185. So the guys on the East Coast, right, if people are listening from the East Coast versus the West Coast, after five innings, you're up 3-1. 4-1, you go to bed. You won your bet. You'll take your second part later. You wake up the next morning, you're up 2-0. You're 2-0 for the week. It's a short week, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The weekend's usually Sunday night now, right? With all the action out there, these two games are probably going to be bet heavily, particularly the first game. I think a lot of people are going to be trapped into taking the Bronx Bombers in that first game. Be very careful on that one. Scherzer, when he's on. He's on, and the other guy's pitching his first game for a new team. Who knows if the scouting report's all there, right? Just be careful of the Nationals. They're a dangerous club. I mean, they are the world champs, And
listen, I get
the Giants, it. The Giants should do very well tonight. The Dodgers should do very well tonight.
No, I get it with you. I'm with you on that. I mean, listen, I'm betting the Yankees. I'm on them already. I got down on the game, but I'm definitely worried about the Nationals coming out saying, who the heck does everyone think we are, you know, and just playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. So definitely worried about that, but I did lay the number with the Yankees there. Another play I want to talk to you about, and sure. I bet this yesterday or 2 days ago, something like that. And it's probably not going to be a popular opinion, or maybe it is now with Juan Soto being out before this game starts tonight and the season starts. But I actually bet the Nationals for the regular season. I bet their team total, their win total, under 33. I bet the Nationals under 33 wins, and I'm laying -115 there. So I just think there's going to be a little bit of regression here. I think that especially with Corona and COVID going around, I think that some players are going to be in and out of the lineup, some key players like we're seeing tonight with Soto. So I actually bet that a couple days ago. I really like that one. Hopefully the podcast, you guys listen to the podcast before and you're able to get down on that game. But I'm on the Nationals under 33 wins total for the season. Another play that I made, which I will probably be pushed back on a lot here, is that I took a couple different prop bets, okay, for the season. I took Christian Yelich to have the most regular season home runs at 17-1, okay, and I took the Colorado Rockies at, I believe it was 125-1 to win the World Series. Now, these aren't obviously big bets. These are small little pizza bets, getting a nice little juicy number on the comeback. But I think anything can happen right now with this short season. So I took a little bit of pizza money. I sprinkled it on the Rockies. They have a very powerful batting lineup. And Yelich is the type of guy that could really go off at 17-1. I could see him leading the league in home runs. And I also took a little bit of a gamble on the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cleveland Indians to win the World Series. I got Cleveland at 21-1. And I got Arizona, I can't remember exactly, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 50-1, I want to say.
Those are good bets. I'll give you two teams in the National League that I like, and you can tell me what the line is if you don't mind. The Mets. What are the Mets?
I'm pulling it up for you right now. To win the World Series?
Yes.
The Mets to win the World Series are 20-1. And what's the other team?
They're only 20-1. I thought they'd be longer. The Braves.
Braves aren't that long. Braves are 15-1.
So 15-1 and 20-1. Those would be my two picks in the National League. And in the American League, I hate to do it. I hate to tell you to say this one, but I'll give them the Malloy. The Yankees. What are the Yankees in the American League?
Yankees are only 3.5-1 basically to win.
Forget it. Forget it. What's their over-under for wins for the Yankees?
Well, hopefully my phone doesn't die because I'm trying to multitask here.
Oh, I'm sorry. 35, probably 35, 36, maybe 40.
The Yankees win total for the year is 37.5.
I like the over 37.5, definitely. They should win 2 out of every 3 games, which would meaning they're going to finish 40-20. But it's very hard in a short season. I mean, teams get cold, teams get injured. They just got so much hitting. Their bullpen's the strongest in baseball, and they do have a few better starters. I think the Yankees are the play in the American League. Could we have another Subway Series where we don't take the subway from one field to the other because we're still battling this virus here in New York? But
I love fun. The plays. Yeah, I love the plays. And listen, Russ, Ramblin' Russ, thanks for joining me today on the podcast. A little short of an episode just because we only got 2 games to discuss. But again, you heard it here first. Ramblin' Russ's pick of the night to start us off for the MLB season, and I am on board with it. It is the Dodgers -1.5, laying the -150 to -170. Just depends where you're getting it. I already played it a couple days ago at -140, so I got a little bit better of a number. And look at the under 4, minus 120 in the Nationals' first five. Ramblin' Russ, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. And once again, if you're interested, I think you should definitely go check out manscaped.com. Type in the code HOOPBALL20 to get 20% off and free shipping. Thank you so much for joining us. You know where to find me. I'm at IrisSilverMagic on Twitter. Feel free to reach out any time you'd like. We'll talk to you guys soon.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.